Welcome to the Cortland Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. You know, we're really having fun this weekend. We are at the CAISI conference down in Tucson, Arizona. Absolutely phenomenal venue. We're going to record the entire show here from the CAISI conference. I got to tell you, any of you listeners who knew about this, and it's been on our site for probably the last month or so, you're missing a lot by not being down here. The best speakers in the world are here, some of the most intelligent people. I got to tell you, if you didn't make it to this one, you've got to make it to the next one, and we'll be putting the schedules on our site. Having said that, Corey and I are joined right now by two of my favorite guys in the world, Bud Conrad. Bud is the chief economist for CAISI Research, and Bob Moriarty. Bob Moriarty is the chief economist of the world, for lack of better terms. 321 Gold is Bob's site. Bob and I have been friends for over 10 years, got a lot of time for him. Actually have a lot of time for Bud, too. Bud has been on our show a number of times. But I want to start out with you. You began yesterday in your presentation by talking about the dangers of the bond market.
Hi, everybody. Yes, I actually had a little fun yesterday because I decided to make an impression by blowing up a balloon labeled bonds on stage. The point of it, I hope, could make a deeper impression on people just by visually seeing a bubble bursting in front of them. My talk included references to the bond bubble, but also the previous housing bubble, and before that, the NASDAQ bubble, that line up with the historical growth and collapse of the regular stock market. But it's important to understand what is behind this, and what is behind it is huge amounts of government deficit spending caused partly by our cost of wars and our demographics of our aging population. And the combination creates a tremendous demand on the government, and the projections that just came out of the Congressional Budget Office are for huge amounts of debt going forward. And the question, of course, always comes, when will this become a big problem for the financial markets?
But, you know, I have to agree with a lot of your speech there where you're saying that the funds that the Fed is putting into the bond market are really helping to inflate it more and more. And they can't continue to do this, or I don't believe that they can continue to do this. However, I am a believer that they might actually expand QE here in the future just because they are backing themselves in a corner. And the bond market is a perfect example of how they are doing this. Bob, I know you have comments on the bond market. What do you have to say?
Well, I was, it's the first time I've met Bud, it's the first time I listened to him speak, and certainly the speakers here are better than any other gold show that I'm aware of. And Bud made the extremely valid point that the bonds are so big that they're going to blow up, and furthermore, that rather than decrease QE, the government's actually being forced to increase QE. Now, I want to go back a little bit with my history. I started writing about the dangers of derivatives in February of 2002 in the article in which I talked about that. It's still on my website. And derivatives were at the incredible sum of $110 trillion at the time. Derivatives are now $638 trillion, and there's $500 trillion in bond derivatives. Now, the 10-year note has increased from about 1.5% a year and a half ago to almost 3%, or right at 3% a couple of weeks ago, and that's part of the real reason that Bernanke didn't do the taper. But Bud made the extremely valid point is the government cannot taper, and in fact, they are going to increase QE. This is the most predicted financial collapse in history. 10 years ago, I was very fringe, but it's going to happen. If you keep blowing into a balloon, there is only one thing that can happen. No matter how good the balloon is, no matter how big the balloon is, it's going to blow up.
Bud, not to put you on the spot here, but how long do you think this will take?
Well, that's interesting, and I think Bob's comment is helpful here. I laid a chart of the increase in the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve on interest rates. You have to flip it over to see it graphically, and I'm sorry we're not here with a graphic presentation of it. But Bob's point, if you see it graphically, is really important. The Fed didn't stop its puffing up its balance sheet, but interest rates turned around this year. And if you look at that, you might say maybe the Fed's power to force interest rates lower at the 10-year Treasury rate is dissipating. Certainly, that's what happened so far this year. So to the answer to the question of when is now, or maybe already, it is starting to burst. If you invert the interest rate and look at it on a graphical basis, it has already turned, and on an inverted look, it's turned quite dramatically. My fear is that we're heading into another major crisis in this country, not unlike the previous one in 2008, based on housing collapse. This one is the whole bond market, which is quite a bit bigger, even bigger than all of real estate, but certainly bigger than the subprime markets that collapsed before. So we could be heading for a big economic slowdown.
You know, I think it's worse perhaps than a big economic slowdown, but in the sense that Corey and I should say, are pretty active on our blog, and we have some very, very intelligent people on the blog. We get hundreds of comments a day on there. One guy in particular, CFS, Cash for Silver, I think is his moniker, but CFS is a former econ professor, as you are. I believe you taught economics at one time. He was at Purdue for his career. He makes some very, very interesting comments, and the one that really got my attention just a few days ago, actually, was he said, I think what's right around the corner is going to make 2008 look like a preschool. Bob, what do you think about that?
No, I've been saying the same thing for years. You go back to what the Fed did in the end of 2008, they not only did the wrong thing, they did the opposite of the right thing. You cannot spend your way to prosperity. You can only save your way to prosperity. And the idea that you can make yourself better off by going into more debt is not true as an individual. It's not true as a family. It's not true as a company. And it's not true as a country. But we believe that the more you spend, the better off you are. And it simply cannot work. It is failing now. The United States empire is declining. You can look at what Putin did to Obama and Kerry a week ago. This is staggering. We are in the depression now. We're going to recognize it after the fact, and it's about to get catastrophic.
What really gets me about all this spending that the U.S. is doing is they're also forcing other countries around the world to increase their spending, too, and what I consider is inflate this worldwide bubble that is really, I think the U.S. is really handcuffing everybody, and it's going to be a race to see who blows up first, I think. But the way that the markets are going here and the way that the Fed is running its book, I don't see a way out for the U.S. at all.
We have really turned the corner. It's, you know, your comments about you can't spend your way out of debt, number one. You can't live in a society where you have a fiat currency. I maintain that if people realize the implications of a fiat currency, and I would say 85% of the people in the United States don't realize that, but if people realize the implications of a dollar that's based on absolutely nothing, I would have to say that we would have some real financial panic in this country. Bob, I'm going to give you the mic.
Okay, well, I want to address two issues. First of all, Corey, the United States is not forcing any country into spending more money. But if your next-door neighbor is going out buying cars and they're buying new houses and trophy wives and airplanes and boats, you think, gee, I'd really like to do that too. But it is this simple. You cannot drink your way to sobriety and you can't spend your way to prosperity.
Bob, I have to take issue with you being a professional performing, professional practicing alcoholic. That's a bit of a joke, but I didn't realize that you couldn't drink your way to sobriety. I always thought you could. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to stick around. The stations have to identify themselves. Corey and I are going to be back with Bud Conrad, Bob Moriarty in about 35 seconds.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
On air. Online. and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The Day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,288.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.60, $667.80 for a half ounce, or $333.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.60, $667.80, and $333.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Corey and I are chatting at the Casey Conference with Bud Conrad, Bob Moriarty. You know, at the break here, Bud and I and all of us were chatting a little bit about the gravity of the situation in terms of those bubbles bursting, balloons bursting, for lack of better terms. You're suggesting, and I agree with you 1,000%, we got a worldwide event right around the corner that's going to be cataclysmic.
I think this is important to be concerned about, that if the U.S. market collapses in a debt bubble break where rates rise dramatically, the first thing that happens is that there's a huge shift in wealth from the creditor to the debtor, in the sense that the debtor can now pay off things at a decreased asset price. It's huge. Most people don't realize that investing in bonds is risky. You can lose money investing in bonds. When they find out, they'll all want to get out of their bonds. And then the question is, to whom do you sell those bonds? To who? To who? That feeds back on itself. And then it can become a worldwide phenomenon.
Bob?
Okay, it doesn't necessarily have to start in the United States. I personally believe it'll probably start in Europe, or it could start in Japan. But the key is that every currency in the world today is fiat currency. Every country in the world is spending more money than they're collecting in taxes, and it has to blow up, and it simply doesn't make any difference where it blows up. It's gonna blow up, and when it blows up, everything is so intertwined that it's going to take the entire system down. And that's actually a good thing, because I don't know what it's going to be replaced with. I just know that whatever it's replaced with is far better than the debt-based system that we have today.
One comment that I would like to make is that I agree, first of all, that when it does start to collapse, everything will go with it. And that's when I think resources are the key to hold. And it's something that we've seen Putin doing here for the past few years now, is acquiring resources. And we even see that in the eastern countries, where they continue to acquire resources, because when money doesn't mean anything, well, oil, energy, gold, silver, they still have value, I believe.
You know, Bob, I remember you and I had a conversation here probably, 4 or 5 years ago on this. Bob, you said that you felt that there was going to be such a rush towards people wanting to buy things that it was almost unprecedented historically. Bud, you made a comment. You were saying that you still haven't totally lost faith in the stock market, because in essence, stocks are a claim on assets in many cases. Okay. I think, quite frankly, that what we're getting into here is we're getting into the rationale, and I'd be curious as to what both you guys think about this, but the rationale as to why the resource market is probably going to come back in spades. My opinion, Bud, what's yours?
Yeah, in fact, I wondered if, when Bob was just saying, I'm not sure what they'll replace it with, that if he didn't have his own opinion and just didn't want to have to be as forceful about it as the rest of us. I think all of us at this table are pretty committed to the idea that physical things are far more valuable than paper things, and that things like claims on gold, or owning physical gold, or having natural resource investment, mining stocks, are all the places that protect you. They're the anti-paper money system. And at least I will go on and say it, if Bob doesn't, that I think a new system eventually probably gets built on gold, because people will have been fed up and destroyed and lost their wealth in the paper system. The derivatives that Bob was talking about are absolutely a ticking time bomb that will explode. In this case, unfortunately, I don't have an answer to the question of when, but I think the combination suggests that the kinds of things that Al has been talking about for years are already starting to unfold and are going to come out big time in the aftermath of what I think is a bond bubble pinprick, but becomes a worldwide cataclysmic problem that has to be replaced by new currency.
Al, you made a really good point. My point years ago was, when people rushed in resources, it was such a small market that the gains would be outsized. We are seeing a rush into the Dow and the S&P from a fundamental point of view, or from a technical point of view. It's absolutely absurd. They are priced per perfection. But what's happened is all this money that the Fed has poured into the system has to go somewhere. But it's very difficult to move a 50,000-pound whale. And the Dow and the S&P are 50,000-pound whales. When you're trying to move a market like resources, where you're talking about billions or a few trillions, that's going to be very easy to move. I think you're going to see gains of 10, 20, 50, and 100-fold, because money is going to come out of the Dow and the S&P, and it's going to go into resources.
it's funny. I remember back just fairly recently here in 2008 and 2009, Kathy and I had just moved up to Semiahmoo, and it was from a timing standpoint, it was terrible timing. I mean, fortunately, we had some pockets that we could get some dollar bills out of during those years. But, you know, I always had a feeling in 08 and 09 that the big boom, for lack of better terms, and I mean that in a positive sense, was right around the corner. And look at 2010. 2010 was a huge year, and the type of gains that you're talking about occurred in our portfolio, certainly in 2010. I think we're right around the corner from that right now.
I'm going to agree with that totally. If you look at the Dow, you look at the S&P, and ask yourself how rational it is, and it is utterly irrational. And likewise, if you look at resources, and the perfect example is oil companies and energy companies, they have been crushed just as much as gold and silver. So you've got $102 a barrel oil, and oil companies are getting crushed. It's not because of the merits of the oil company. It's because of the rush into the Dow and the S&P. When that changes, and I believe it's changing right now, I think we'll see by the end of the month, there's been a significant change.
You know, it's something that we've been talking about on this show for quite a while, is the lack of investors in the gold market right now, especially in the Western world, where we see Asia buying up all these metals. But as we have said here, everybody is going into the Dow and the conventional markets. That's because, as you said, there's the 60,000-pound whale of the Fed continuing to inject this money into the system. But eventually, these guys are going to have to wake up. And when the money does start flowing into this smaller industry, it's going to be a huge booming industry, I think. Bud, what are your comments?
Yeah, I want to add, I think it's pretty well documented through flows from Hong Kong that China is buying physical gold at the rate of perhaps 1,000 tons a year. Certainly at a lot of levels, it's publicly known that Russia is buying. These countries know the game. What I worry about, I can't prove it, is I mistrust whether we have it. If it comes out, and I have many sort of anecdotal commentaries that the gold really isn't in Fort Knox, then it's a wild effect on what the value of gold is if it's not there.
Bud, shame on you. The smartest guy that I know who has ever commented about the lack of gold in Fort Knox and in West Point was Doug Casey. And Doug Casey said, I hope it's gone. Because if it's gone, the government can't be in the gold business. So we got everybody saying, oh, it's a disaster. If they don't have the gold there, it's bad news. It's not bad news. It's good news. I hope it's gone, too.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. After more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window, and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Always fun talking with Bud Conrad from KC Research and Bob Moriarty from 321 Gold. Chatting with a couple of other people right now who I find to be very, very interesting. Olivier Garay, for one. Olivier is the Chief Executive Officer for KC Research, and Jeff Clark, also involved with KC Research. We're going to switch the subject from actually macroeconomics. We're going to go into a little specialty that we have on this show, and that's the gold markets right now. Jeff, you're very comfortable talking about gold. You visit mining companies, et cetera, et cetera. I guess my first question for you is kind of a carryover from the first two segments of the show, and that is, where do you see this junior resource market going?
Well, the junior resource sector is going to be tied in with gold, of course. Big Gold is the letter I'm the editor of, so it covers producers only. But obviously I'm familiar with the juniors and have been on some trips with Louis James, who covers writes the International Speculator for us. But what's interesting about the junior sector, I think, right now is, even though the gold market is down and the gold price is down, we're still finding opportunities in the junior sector. There are still companies that are making discoveries, finding deposits, proving up resources in development that, regardless of when the gold price responds and moves back up again, there's actually money to be made right now in the juniors. It's a very selective process. You have to be careful who you're looking at, who you choose. But there is money to be made, even in this market. And that's the most important point that sticks out to me right now, is that you can still make money in this market, even though the market is down. And, of course, I think when gold does turn around, whenever that might be, there's going to be a lot more money to be made as well.
Jeff, you bring up a very good point there, where even though this market is down, there aren't a whole lot of investors in this market right now compared to, say, 5 years ago. But there are good opportunities out there, and even more so because every stock has been beaten down, but we've seen stocks actually appreciate. And when gold does come back, these stocks are going to be even more valuable because they've done their economics on a lower gold price. So when this gold price does come back, like I say, they're going to be even more profitable. And I think we've seen some of these majors make the mistakes of trying to get too big or trying to take on these too big of projects. And even at this conference here, we're talking to a couple of companies where they're looking smaller scale and looking to ramp up their project and really get money in the door quickly, which I think is a great business model for these companies, because even in good times, it just means that they can ramp up their property faster than what they'd be able to do here. Olivier, I know that you deal with a lot of these other companies. You guys are putting on a fantastic conference. What are some of your comments on this market?
Well, the first thing is, in addition to running KC Research, we run some small private hedge fund that invests in the sector. And I have to say, I like to buy when things are cheap. And I also know that when capital is scarce, companies use it wisely. And what I see right now, the company that have money have tremendous opportunities to acquire new properties, to develop those properties on a string. And that's as a business manager, that's what I want to see. I want the management team. And so, yes, the prices are lower. That's good. I mean, that means that you can buy at a really cheap price companies that are moving forward. So you have to be careful. But, the fact is, right now, the bad agents, which, in the resource market, there's always been a lot of very weak companies that are run by people that are just promoters. Their stocks are trading at 2 cents and going to zero, and the ones that are doing well and are still able to raise capital it's actually easier right now to find good companies than it is in a bull market. And on top of it, you buy them at the right price.
It's easier to find good companies right now because there are, quite frankly, the universe of companies I think that people want to invest in has declined significantly from where it was, let's say, 2, 3, 4 years ago. John Kaiser wrote an interesting piece in his newsletter, I believe it was this past January, where he predicted that probably the TSX Venture Exchange would probably lose somewhere between 550 and 600 companies. And I have to tell you, I applaud that. I've been in this business for an awful long time. And the thing that was always very, very difficult in the past, because, you always want to believe what somebody's telling you. And it took me a few years to figure out that's something you really wanted to be careful of, But having said that, today, we do a lot of work, for example, with Sprott Global. And they are very pragmatic in the companies that they are willing to recommend to their clients right now. I'll tell you, if a company doesn't have proven management, if a company, their Sprott's criteria right now is a minimum of $5 million in the bank, and if they don't have a proven asset, they don't even want to talk to those guys. Jeff, I'm curious, comments on that?
I do have a comment. Corey, you brought up a good point, and I think there's actually a very nice silver lining to all this. Not only are you buying good companies on the cheap right now, and we have a tremendous opportunity right now, but think about this. All these companies that have been cutting back, reducing expenses, reducing exploration, there's going to be consequences to that. Some of them are very positive. In the exploration side, you're going to have companies that have good quality projects, that are high grade, that are big. They're going to be takeover targets because many of the producers have been cutting back on production, cutting back on expenses, and especially cutting back on exploration. So there's going to be a void there that can only be filled by M&A, by a buyout. And I think the higher quality juniors right now are going to be potentially very nice takeover targets at very attractive premiums for investors who are, frankly, bold enough to be able to step in and do that right now. The other thing you're going to see on the producer side is that the formula is going to be lean and mean producer meet rising gold price. Because they're all going to be very lean and mean now because they have to be. They've had to cut back, and they're going to be much more profitable. So when the gold price does turn around, earnings could potentially explode for especially the many better producers.
The sector that I'm particularly interested in right now, based on, quite frankly, what you just said, Jeff, is I am very, very interested in the project generators, okay? I think most of the executives out there, most of the mining executives out there right now are very aware of the fact that their potential on their own is very, very limited. It really is. It's limited primarily because it's almost impossible to raise money right now at any kind of, with any kind of advantageous surroundings, for lack of better terms. They realize that if they have any fiduciary responsibility at all, they realize that the best thing that they can do for themselves and for their shareholders is to look for opportunities from larger companies. Olivier, you agree with that?
Again, when capital is scarce, I mean, using other people's money to advance projects is the right thing to do. It's first of all, it avoids excessive dilution. One of the reasons I totally agree also with the attributes that you give for that Sprott has. I mean, right now the key ingredient for a company is you have to have a great management team, good projects, good properties, and cash. And if you don't have cash, you're in real trouble. But that is the opportunity, because the ones that have cash, are able to go and acquire very, very cheap projects out there.
There are a ton of cheap projects out there. We've got to take a break here really quickly, just a short break so the stations can identify themselves. We're going to come back with a bit more of a roundtable here. And what I would like to discuss, we're going to drag Bob Moriarty kicking and screaming into this thing. But what I want to chat about is exactly the opportunities that are out there right now for investors. I maintain that if you either have the knowledge yourself, or if you turn to people who have the knowledge and listen to what they say, I think that there is perhaps one of the greatest opportunities that I have seen almost in my lifetime in this business, which has been about 35 years. I think we're right around the corner from seeing an absolutely phenomenally beneficial situation for investors. But I want to stress two things, and then we're going to go to break. I want to stress, number one, it's very, very important that you get all the information you can. Don't go to a single source. Go to all the sources that you possibly can. And then if you don't feel that you have the expertise to make investment decisions on your own, but you like the area, for God's sakes, go to somebody who has the ability to do that. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a 44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coral Economics Report. Corey and I are chatting right now with Bob Moriarty, Olivier Garay, and Jeff Clark. We're chatting a little bit about investing in the resource sector. This is an absolutely wonderful environment to be having this conversation. We're at the Casey Conference down in Tucson, Arizona. I got to tell you, the best minds in the business are here. Bobby, I want to start out with you. I know that you agree with me. This is one heck of a time to look at getting into the resource sector, don't you think?
Al, you know, I'm a contrarian, and certainly more than any time I can remember, literally going back to the 1970s, people are more negative on gold, and they're more negative on silver, and they're more negative on equities. And if you're going to be a contrarian, when everybody hates something, that's when you want to love it. I'm actually a lot more positive, I think, than the other panelists, because everybody is so negative. I think there's a lot of companies at a nickel or a dime that are going to surprise everybody with what they did. I can give you an example. In 2008, Canaco did a financing at a nickel, and then they went to $8. And I think people are going to be surprised at how many of these juniors that are barely hanging on right now are going to come back in spades. When the money comes out of the Dow and the S&P, as we know it's going to do, and it goes into resources, the resource sector is going to explode.
What really gets me about this whole contrarian investing standpoint, which I fully agree with, is that there has been so much more money printed in the last, say, 4 years. And it seems like none of it has flown into the resource sector, especially into the junior market. A lot of money has been spent in the junior market, yes, but all the money seems to have gone, well, I guess, to the big banks and away from gold. And the news headlines just have no mention of gold in them anymore. Gold is completely off the radar, which is a perfect time, I think, because if you go to the east, those countries are all about gold, and they're going to be supporting. They're not moving away from that market. When the West comes back on board, which we will eventually, that's when the gold price, and I think these juniors and mid-tier companies are really where we're going to see our price appreciation. Olivier, what do you think?
Well, I agree. I think that, generally speaking, I think it's not an accident that the focus has been away from gold and natural resource in general. I think it's just a function that the big financial institutions that basically at this point have been complicit in the recovery and but also the unrealistic run towards printing fiat money have no interest whatsoever in making in seeing tangible assets demonstrate to the world the value of money is declining. And so I think what you're seeing is, for a little while longer, I think the focus is elsewhere. And the reason why there's interest in China and India is because people there have actually a much better understanding of what's happening to the dollar or the euro. And that the governments understand that they own a whole bunch of paper that is worthless, and they're trying as fast as they can to convert it. And our governments are basically keeping us in the dark and, telling us everything is going well and that we should invest in a stock market that, is actually shown a lot of performance, but it's paper performance. And I think reality will come back. When it will happen, I don't know. It could be another year, 2 years. It could surprise us and happen all of us. I think it will happen all of a sudden. And the bull market that we've seen in metals in general, in the beginning of the, during the last decade, I think it's going to be nothing compared to what will happen, a few years from now.
I got to tell you guys, what I find to be really interesting about all of this is a comment that was made by a couple of you earlier in the conversation, and that had to do with what's going on in the Far East compared to what's going on in the Far West, for lack of better terms. I think the only reason right now that the philosophies appear to be diametrically opposed is because our government and the governments, quite frankly, of most of the Western world's countries, I think, are really, really treading water as fast as they can to keep the economies afloat. Because you got to admit, our economies right now are based on nothing more than the faith of the people. I mean, your dollar, the dollar, Jeff, that you have in your pocket has absolutely no value to anything. I mean, if I didn't want to take your dollar because there was nothing there to back it up, if that happened certainly on a large scale, it would be absolutely terrifying. And I think that that's probably the direction that we're headed. Jeff, what I'm wondering about, though, from your perspective is there's a lot of interest in the Far East in terms of the commodity itself, specifically gold. But I don't see a lot of interest from that particular market in terms of investors wanting to get into some of the mining companies. Is that a correct assumption on my part?
So far, but the natural progression, natural evolution of this will be for them first to be interested in gold and then to be interested in the stocks or the companies. But we are seeing some Chinese action right now in terms of buying mining companies and specifically buying gold mining companies. So there is some of that, and it's gaining a little bit of traction. It's not a large part of the market yet, but at some point I think it will be. I think the other thing I wanted to comment on here is a lot of the questions that a lot of people have is how long is it going to take this market to turn around? I think it's more of a when question as opposed to an if question, so you have to focus on that. But in the meantime, again, you can still make money. Separate from the opportunity that's available for investors right now, one thing you can do, obviously, is make sure you're owning enough bullion. However much bullion that you think you're going to need for the rest of this cycle to get through to the other end of the crisis, if you will, well, this is your chance to buy it much cheaper than what it's going to be priced at later. So you want to buy your insurance now while you can. And as far as companies go, I think there's four separate companies types of companies you can focus on right now that will actually make you money even in this depressed environment. One is going to be the royalties or streamers. Those guys don't have a lot of risk right now. Even with some of the production pullback, some of the better companies, the better royalty companies, are not seeing declines in revenue due to production, due to the gold price they are. But those are strong companies that you can, with relatively low risk, that you can focus on. The project generators that you mentioned earlier, those are great companies to focus on right now because they're sharing the risk. They're sharing some of the upside, but they're going to take a less hit on their bottom lines because of the money. The other one is low-cost producers right now. There's a company in the big gold portfolio right now that is so low-risk, it is the lowest-risk gold producer in the industry. I'm very excited about this company. They're also growing, and their stock, believe it or not, is up on the year. It is not down in spite of gold being down, in spite of the GDX being down. In spite of GDXJ being down dramatically, this stock is actually up on the year, and the sole reason is because it's a low-cost producer. So you can focus on that. And then, of course, the other thing is the high-grade, large gold deposit that a junior owns right now and is developing. That, I strongly believe, is going to be a high takeover target, and investors will be bought out at a very nice premium. So that's where I'd be focusing my money now. And again, you can actually make money right now in this market. And, of course, we'll make a lot more when it does turn around.
Bob, I want to bring it back to a question that Al brought up here not that long ago. We only have just under 2 minutes left. Why aren't the Chinese buying gold stocks?
It's a real good question. I'm surprised somebody else hasn't come up with it. They don't have a mechanism for doing that. I mean, in India, 80% of the people don't have bank accounts. They're not going to buy gold stocks. They may love gold, but they're not going to buy the greatest gold stock in the world if it's on a 90% discount. In China, there is no mechanism to invest in mutual funds or in juniors, etc. The market for juniors and the market for gold stocks are going to come from the Europeans, the Canadians, and the Americans. Mark Faber has a really wonderful analogy. He says you take money and you pour it into a bowl that sits on the head of a pin. And sometimes it moves one direction and sometimes it moves in another. Now, either the Far East is correct and gold and silver are the place to be, or the West is correct, and you don't want to be in those. But everything is far worse than it was in 2008. Nothing has changed except for the worst. So the only safe haven is going to be in resources. And whether it's high risk, high return, like juniors selling at a dime, or whether it's royalty companies and production companies, it doesn't make any difference. The only safe haven is in resources.
I would maintain personally that the answer to that question certainly has a lot to do with what you said. Yes, they clearly don't have the mechanism over there to purchase the stocks, but I would maintain that perhaps it may be just a little more basic than that. There is a reason that the Chinese and other folks in the Far East are buying gold at record levels right now. And I think the reason is because they realize the fallacy, quite frankly, of fiat currency. You know, that's why they are encouraging their people to buy gold. Jeff, Olivier, Bobby, always a pleasure to have you guys. Corey and I are going to be right back after the news.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.